702 Africa Fridays.
It is Africa Fridays, Friday. And of course, at this time, we catch up with our good friend, Crystal Audison. Crystal, a very, very good morning to you. I can't help myself. Happy New Year, because you and I are speaking for the first time this year. And the big story we are focusing on this morning is, of course, the Africa Free Trade Agreement that takes effect this month. And you've got a whole report for us on how the informal sector could potentially unlock its capacity and capabilities. What do you have for us?
Bonjour, Pongani, comment ça va? Jumbo, hello.
Asante.
Happy New Year to you too, Pongani. I missed you terribly. And I thought for our first discussion for the year, let's talk about the African Free Trade Agreement. I know there's lots of other things happening on the continent, but we've decided we're going to try to be Afro-optimists instead of Afro-pessimists, despite all the things happening. And I thought an entry into the year to talk about this Africa Continental Free Trade Deal that was inked, and it was all systems go from the 1st of January. So what is it? Ultimately, it's a deal to eliminate 97% of tariffs on goods traded on the continent. So they started trading on the 1st of January. And as you can imagine, Bongani, let's face it, there's of course skepticism. I mean, how do you get Africa to trade with each other? But the fact, the attractiveness, of course, is the zero or lower tariffs on goods and services, and that's an impetus for countries to trade with each other. But the reality is we're not going to see buzzing trade immediately between all 54 countries overnight. So far, around just over 30 countries have put the instruments of ratification in place, because, of course, there's a lot of nitty-gritty, Bongani, you know, of the instruments and which products, etc. But I just wanted to start an example before we get into the informal traders.
Yeah.
So we know historically trade between African countries has been low. So an example for me that just did my head in Senegal, for instance, tomatoes would be grown on farms. The tomatoes would then be exported to France and then come back, Bongani, with a label packaged in France. And only then I could get the tomatoes. And what struck me always shopping in Dakar was that they were like all the French products. And of course, I was desperate for serious fruit juice from South Africa or anything familiar. But that just shows how historically certain countries have had these deals with Europe. And of course, we've been trapped in those lower levels of trade, selling, you know, exporting our cocoa, for instance, from Ghana and Ivory Coast, and then they make all these fancy chocolates, and then we pay lots of money for it. And, of course, those are some of the major challenges. But I think what we've underestimated, Bongani, is, of course, the informal trade. I mean, on the borders, even here, we know Messina to Zimbabwe at the Beitbridge border, we know the Mozambican border, all those borders, Bongani, there's informal trade happening. We know all those traders coming from all over Southern Africa, coming to Johannesburg, shopping, taking their goods back to, you know, all over from Zambia to Mozambique. And we've never actually looked at the role of informal trade and how perhaps this African Free Trade Deal can legitimize the informal traders. Because we always know, you know, we accuse informal traders of not paying tax, we don't recognize their legitimacy, and we don't fully recognize their contribution to the economy. And I think for the African Continental Free Trade Agreement to actually benefit not just the big, you know, kind of big companies, but also informal traders, I think, one, there's a recognition that they need to be recognized as legitimate traders and they contribute to the economy. These traders are without bank accounts. And so I think there needs to be a way and an instrument where these informal traders can start processing their money via EFT, via, you know, banks working across borders. And I think this is the ideal moment for you know, countries to recognize informal traders and the potential that they can have to contribute to the economy. So I think at the moment, there's, of course, a lot of confusion, Bongani, because already we've heard complaints that there's uncertainty, you know, in terms of which countries you trade with, which products you're in agreement with. We know, for instance, already we're hearing South African trade experts say only Egypt and Sao Tome, for instance, have, you know, kind of been incorporated into our Customs Act. So There's all these nitty-gritties, but we are reminded, for instance, the European Union had begun the same issues 4 or 5 decades ago.
Yeah, so look, I mean, it's if I can come in there, Crystal, I mean, I think it starts with a lot of teething problems, but at least the fact that it's coming into effect this month bodes very well for African and internal African trade, because, gosh, what a horror story you described there. It's the start of the brand new year. We don't have too much time, but let's get straight into the music, as we always do. You've chosen a song by Femi Guti, not Fela. What's the title of the song?
Africa for Africa, Bongani. I'm a big fan of Femi Guti. Of course, we all love Fela, but I thought, given that we're starting on an Afro optimist way, let's talk about inter-Africa trade, and let's also have a song celebrating the continent.
Yeah, yeah. Crystal Audison for Africa Friday.
Africa for Africa.
We are brothers and sisters.
Africa for Africa.
And our countries are colonial structures.
Africa for Africa.
Border lines to keep us forever separated.
Africa for Africa.